Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. We've got some great listener questions lined up for you here today, including a great question on whether to use FastPass Plus or the Rivers of Light dining package to get the best seats. But first, how about a word from our sponsor? And that's our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. And right now, as I glance down at my iPhone 7 Plus, I can see that we're down to only 76 days to go until the Be Our Guest Podcast Cruise 4 trip. And I can't wait to get down there because, of course, we're sailing 7 nights on the Disney Fantasy. But I think I'm going to drop in at Disney's Port Orleans Riverside for a couple of nights before just to check out my favorite place and to say hello to my friend Yeehaw Bob. You can get excited for your next trip as well. You know, it's got great pictures that are stock right there of all the theme parks and some of the resorts. You can change the color and the font. You can make this app anything you want it to be. But most of all, it's right where you are. Every time you check your phone, you get excited for your next Disney trip. So check out these and other great apps over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1160 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, for BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. We hope everybody had a great Easter weekend, Passover season, and we're just glad that you're back. We're going to answer some of your listener questions. Thanks for firing those in to us. You can always send those in to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and we'll get to those right away. So joining me today to answer those questions, we do not have Samantha Brown from the Travel Channel and of Disney fame. You know, we maybe could, but I'm not going to push the button. So instead, we have, you know, they're bigger than Samantha Brown. We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Nobody that was not watching Facebook is not going to understand what you were just talking about, but that's okay.
I almost just got Samantha Brown's goons coming after me because I almost patched her in for the podcast.
That's right. Nobody's gonna know, but it's fine. It's all good.
can you believe, though, looking back, we've had Samantha Brown on this show? That's crazy to me. That's still, I tell people that. Well, for one thing, I don't think as many people know who Samantha Brown is unless you're like a huge Disney fan and you watched all those old Travel Channel
specials. Not as much anymore. Yes,
yeah,
I would agree with that.
They're like, who? And I'm like, you don't know who Samantha Brown is? Are you kidding me? I know she's gonna be speaking in Huntsville at a travel conference I almost signed up for next month. It looks exciting. But yeah, remember she used to do that.
She's going to have a new show. It's not going to be on PBS. And I don't remember when it's going to start, but I saw her announce it. So that's exciting. She'll be back in the social spotlight again.
I hope so. I mean, I got to see her at a media event one time. She was really a motivational speaker, but her best show was that Great Hotels. Remember that? I love that.
It was.
Yes.
Yes, that was a great show.
Good stuff.
Great job.
All right, and the other voice you heard right there, she is the co-owner of the Magic for Less, and she is excellent. We have Pam Forrester. What's going on, Pam?
I'm just happy Monday, I have to say. We were chatting a little bit before we were getting ready to record here, and I just have to say how much I love you two. Even after all these years, we still learn things about each other that are both entertaining, amusing, and possibly shocking.
And disturbing.
Disturbing is probably a better answer. It's a given. So we're just keeping the magic alive with our relationship between the three of us here, I think. There's still things we can learn about each other, and that's what keeps it all new and exciting.
And what would that be? That Ricky's going to JCPenney tonight, right after the recording, right?
That's right.
Let's go with that. Yeah. That part was shocking to me. I didn't know people still shop there.
Exactly. She's the person. She's the one that's going to keep him in business.
If there were more people that shop there, Ricky, then, you know, they'd be in better shape.
I know. Probably.
All right. Shout out to all of our friends watching live on Facebook. We're glad to have you, South Louisiana. We have Missouri represented, Jocelyn, and so many other friends. Dawn Becker Scott, we'll see you on the cruise here in just 76 short days. But let's get to why you're here and answer your listener questions. First, we have a question from our good friends Jimmy and Rhonda down in New Braunfels, Texas. Mike and ladies, Ricky recently talked about using a fast pass for Rivers of Light at Animal Kingdom. I'd like your opinion on whether that is the better option or doing the dining package associated with the show. Any difference in seating arrangements or arrival time? Thanks, Jimmy. All right, Ricky, so you have two options. You have three. Mm-hmm. You can stand by, or you can get a fast pass, or you can do the Rivers of Light dining package. So what are the differences here in a nutshell?
So obviously with standby, you are just going to be waiting in line. With fast pass, you can make, so it will change once Pandora opens. But as of this recording right now, you can choose any three fast passes that you want. And so Rivers of Light is one of those options. However, you have to keep in mind, if you choose a Rivers of Light fast pass as one of your options, you cannot make any additional fast passes at Disney's Animal Kingdom for the rest of the day. So you are stuck. Because as we know, once you use your third fast pass, then you can start with the rolling fourth fast pass and continually make, you know, different fast pass attraction reservations. But obviously, if your third fast pass isn't until very late in the evening, you're not going to be able to have the ability to make any additional fast passes. So that's something to consider as well. With Rivers of Light dining package, you don't have to worry about the using of the third fast pass. And instead, you get basically after you dine at either Tiffin's or at Tusker House, you get a ticket that they end up tearing. I do know that. And it will allow you to see the show in the dining package section. So the dining package section, I know the fast pass section is closer to Everest. So, because that's where I got in line. I believe the dining plan package place that you have to go is over by Dinosaur or in that general area over there. I would say either way, with either the dining plan or with FastPass, you're going to want to show up, early, closer to the earlier time than not, just because you don't want to, you want to be closer in the middle is basically where you want to sit. So I wouldn't wait until, 5 minutes before your FastPass is supposed to expire or, the show is about to start and you're just sitting down and you had the dining package. But so those are kind of your three options there.
Way to spell them out. So, Pam, let me ask you, because you and Ricky are the ones that I have seen the show, but I haven't, done any of the dining. I know you and Ricky both are fans of Tiffin's, and that's one of the opportunities you can have for the Rivers of Light dining package. I believe you can also do it at Tusker House. Where would you do, if it was your option, Pam, what would you do if you had to pick one of these three? I mean, obviously, standby is probably out, but would you do the dining package? I mean, you got to eat anyway, right?
Yeah, I would. I would do the dining package, especially now, because right now it's a pretty good deal, especially if you're eating at Tiffin's. It's mm-hmm. actually a great deal. They're going to lose money on some
folks. Yes, they are.
So, I mean, that's it. But the other thing is then I look at it as I'm actually saving a fast pass because I don't have to use it for that because I'm using the dining plan and I'm basically getting a fast pass. So not only do I get to eat a nice meal, but I also get kind of a free fast pass, right? Because I don't have to use one. So love that too.
All right. Going down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana with Josh's question. He says, my family, myself, wife and boys ages 2 and 1 will be visiting the world September 23rd to the 30th with us arriving in Orlando the morning of the 23rd after driving through the night. And we'll be staying offsite for that night before moving to Caribbean Beach for the week. And I have a few questions. First, how does parking work for Sunday? We have a 720 Chef Mickey's ADR with a Magic Kingdom day after. I know parking is free with our stay, but how will they know when we enter the parking lot to Magic Kingdom? Also, will the TTC and monorail even be open for us to park in the Magic Kingdom lot and get to the Contemporary? Second, I have all my ADRs done with lots of character meals, but would like to get a good steak for a single table service credit. And finally, we took our 2-year-old for his first birthday and lost his first haircut pack in the August floods, which would the barbershop do a first haircut package for us and use the old dates? Thanks and go Tigers, GEAUX Tigers, Josh. All right, so let's hit this. They're going to be offsite for the first night, going to Caribbean Beach afterwards, but they're hitting Chef Mickey's, it sounds like, that first day at 7:20 in the morning. They're trying to figure out what to do with their car. Obviously, they're going to have free parking once they check in. But, Pam, what would you suggest? I mean, just go to the Contemporary because you're not going to get free parking that first day that you're offsite anyhow. So just I'd drive right over to the Contemporary, right?
Well, so from what I'm understanding is they're checking out of their offsite location, and then that's when they have it's the same day that
they're checking
in. Or maybe
if they're checking in, yeah. So how would that work, though, if they're going to a parking lot before checking in? Because I've always, checked in first. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I know. So there's a couple ways that this could go. And actually, they have been changing the parking procedure so often. We'll go to one place and one time they'll tell us, oh, we don't give the parking passes anymore. And then we go the next time.
Yeah, I get them.
And they're like,
yeah.
Oh, we always give the parking passes. What do you mean they don't give them? You know what I mean? So it seems to be different all the time. But honestly, I may stop at my resort. And because I want to drop all my stuff off, I don't want it in the car regardless of where I'm parking that day. So that's something you may want to consider. I know it makes for a very early morning, but you folks, you must like the mornings if you made a 720 breakfast ADR. I'm just saying. So that's a possibility. The other thing you may want to do is go ahead and you can park at the Contemporary for your breakfast reservation, but then you're not going to be able to leave your car there all day. So at that point, you could either even then run back to your hotel if you wanted to, or if you want to just park somewhere where you will be able to leave your car all day, go ahead and park at the TTC. The cast members should be able to tell by scanning your band that you do have a reservation and that you will be there that day on Disney property. Hopefully you won't get too much sass. We had a little sassiness the last time we were there because the resort that we were staying at did not give parking passes anymore, but we rolled up and I think it was at the TTC or one of the parking lots, and the girl was like, well, how do I know that you're staying here? And I'm like, I don't know. I thought that y'all had this
Scouts
figured
honor.
Out.
Exactly. I mean, is that how they do it nowadays? Right. Like you have to hold up three fingers like you're a Girl Scout or something? I don't know.
I'm like, this kind of seems like a you problem, not a me problem. I mean, if you want me to write it down on a piece of paper, I'm happy to do it, but the resort's not giving them anymore. So I don't know, whatever. So anyways, I'm just being a little tongue in cheek about it. But anyways, it all worked out in the end. But, we laughed about it because I really did want to say this seems like something that you all would have worked out before I rolled up here. But,
It's like I'm not the first person in the history of the world to do this. This has to happen 50,000 times a week. Anyway, he's asking also about the best one table service steak he can find. He's got lots of character meals. Ricky, where do you think is the best steak where you're not at a signature? What would you say? Because that throws out Yachtsman, throws out Le Cellier.
It does, and I can't remember. I would think that Boathouse is that two or one?
I think that's two.
I think that's two. Yeah. So, I am gonna say I'm gonna go with the classic, and I'm gonna say Kona because we know how good that steak is, and it's so fantastic. It's only available at lunch.
Yeah, that's the
so
thing.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
It's only available at lunch. But it is a steal at lunch. Disney.
I know. They need to bring that thing back out to dinner because I want a steak at dinner. I really don't want a steak at lunch.
I know. I'm trying to think of a good dinner
place. Most of the one service place do have some kind of steak if you want it. I mean, even Captain's Grill typically has a steak. So if you hit one of the restaurants located outside the parks, you're probably going to be able to find a dinner. We had a good one one night. We went over to Shudders, and I know we were there with Adam and Susie and Mike, you were there.
Yep.
And they just about everyone at the table got steak, and people were pretty happy with their steaks. So that may be some place that you want to try. And by the way, it's way off the beaten path. You're going to be able to get a reservation there all the time.
Yeah, but is it still open though? Because that's in the same building.
Well,
with everything else.
That's
too
right,
late.
That's right.
Sorry, you can't get one there.
It's so tough, man.
I know, right? I mean, think of some of the other ones. So over at Boatwrights,
I got to go there sometime. What about Olivia?
Olivia's had good prime rib.
They have a good burger.
They have fantastic prime rib.
Got to get that hamburger. What's that hamburger called, Pam? I know it's not a steak, but it's meat. It's good. What was that thing called?
Oh, it is. Is it the Duval Street Bus?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Oh,
yes.
That thing's good.
Yeah, and I bet Grand Floridian Cafe would probably have a good steak too.
I mean,
they have
really
a lot of different things.
Let's be honest. I mean, almost every single sit down restaurant at Walt Disney World now has a steak option.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You know, you're going to be able to get a steak if that's what you're looking for. Now, I mean, you know, if you want like the best of the best Ruth Chris kind of steak, I mean, you're going to have to pony up 2 table service credits. So, you know,
pay the piper.
It depends on what you're looking for.
There's always beef jerky. You know, you can get that at
any
gas station. You're going to have to pony up 2 table service credits and go off site because there's not a steak that's quite that good on Disney property, I don't think.
But is there not a Golden Corral within 5-minute drive?
Please.
I've never been to one. That'd be kind of exotic for me. I've never been to
one. Do you really want to eat steak at some place where you can have as much as you want of it?
I used to do that all the time in high school at Ponderosa.
All the time. Yeah, okay. Move along.
I went out of business. All right, anyway, the last question
There's a reason they went out of business. I know.
Tell me about
it.
Anyway, so his last question, though, is about his child had the first haircut at the Harmony Barbershop in the Magic Kingdom. But they lost that packet due to those floods that they had back down in Louisiana last year. So I would imagine that if you explain the situation to the barbers in there, those people are great people. I've had my hair cut in there many times, and they are just the kindest. And they're so good to families and kids. I would think they would date something so that you could have that treasure back in your house, you know, as a replacement. I don't think I would have any issues with that. Anybody think they would?
I would think so.
All right. Well, let's get to the next question here. And let me hit the right button and we'll get to it here. It's from Garrett. And he says he is in, it says Go Broncos and Mariners. So I can't really tell where he's from. It doesn't say. So I'm guessing either Denver or Seattle. I don't know. Dear Mike and gang, my new wife and I are going down to the world for 9 days starting May 6th. We're staying the first 7 days just outside of the front gate off property because my wife travels for work and has hotel points, so we're staying for free. Then the final 3 nights are on property. Ricky, this sounds like you.
It totally sounds like you.
I'm a former Walt Disney World cast or college program cast member, fall of 2004, who worked on Big Thunder Mountain. This is my first trip back in 12 years. I'm so excited to share with her one of my best experiences in my life. We didn't decide to go on this trip until March 1st. We are ordering the tickets on the 15th. I found your podcast a month ago and have listened to over 50 shows, so I have an idea of some changes that have happened in the last 12 years. My question is, with having 9 days in the parks with the Park Hopper Plus option, what would be a good game plan I should use? I'm lucky because with 9 days, I don't feel like we'll need to power through everything. Thanks. Go Broncos and Mariners. Garrett. You know, that's, you know what, because I got to go back to Space Camp a couple years ago for a tweet up, and I haven't been there since when I worked there in 2001 through 2003. And it's so cool to go back where, like, that formative time in your life is. But then it's, like, shocking when things change. You don't realize when you're being, you know, Garrett's not been there for 12 years. Can you imagine how different things are going to be? But that's also cool, but it's kind of shocking.
That's awesome.
Too.
Yeah,
so,
very cool.
Yeah, when this one came in, I'm excited. You get to share with this new wife. I mean, like, this is, so the wife has to get ready. I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of college program stories. So she's going to have to be ready for that. Because from what I've heard of the college program, from Nate and other folks that have done it, it's a big party all the time. Not that you're not working. It's one of those jobs where you're working for nothing, but you're getting the experience of, you know, something it's uniquely Disney. Or like when I worked at Space Camp, we were getting paid nothing. But man, I wouldn't trade it for anything. It was so much fun. Anyway, though, so what's a good strategy? They have Park Hopper Plus. So they have the water parks. They have the Park Hopper. Pam, what would you say? Because everything's new after 12 years, just about not everything. But I mean, you got a lot of things to consider.
It is. And what I'm going to suggest is that you save maybe some of your parks with, well, not save in general, but like some of those experiences where the FastPass Plus arrangements will be gone, to make sure that you do those during the time you'll be staying on site, because you'll be able to make your FastPass Plus arrangements 60 days in advance for your on-site stay. Unfortunately, you will only be able to make the off-site stay FastPass Plus arrangements 30 days in advance. So things where that's going to really become important are attractions like the Seven Dwarfs, Anna and Elsa in Frozen Ever After. Those are going to be the ones. And of course, I forget when they're going again, but is it after Pandora opens? Because if it's after when Pandora opens, then again, that's going to be another time when it's really important to get those FastPass Plus arrangements. Otherwise, I think the other strategy is to be there at park opening if you want to experience some of the more popular attractions. That has been a strategy that is held true and is probably in terms of utilizing your time best, the best strategy out there. And no matter how many times it's told to folks, there's so many that just don't do it or won't do it that it still holds true to this day. So regardless of when you can make FastPass Plus arrangements, if you get there early, that will be your best chance at getting a low wait.
Yeah, and as Jeanette says, she's in our Facebook Live. She's one of the great, great agents over at the Magic for Less because she has tips like this, and no kidding. You know, she says, you got to take time to just have downtime when you're there that long. And especially, you know, it's in May, so it's going to be warmer. Enjoy the resort. You got the Park Hopper Plus, so you got the water parks. What I would say, she said, make sure you also enjoy those water parks. But I would say, you know, two or three different mornings, go to a water park, use it for like a 3-hour window, and then leave the water park, go to Disney Springs or go to a park, you know, because you have Park Hopper, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, you don't have to be in a water park all day. I think that wears you out. I'll go two or three different times just for like 3 hours at a time. Do stuff like Crush and Gusher, Typhoon Lagoon, or Misadventure Falls, or, you know, head over to Blizzard Beach as it opens and do Summit Plummet. That'd be something that's uniquely Disney. But, yeah, slow down. I mean, I think Garrett's got to figure it out. It's slowing down. So, Ricky, anything else you can offer Garrett here on this amazing return back to where it all started?
You know, I think that's all very great advice. I would say, you know, definitely make sure you think about planning some meals, of course, because I know a lot of people just don't think about that, who, especially those who haven't been at Disney for a very long time. You know, like you said, kind of just take things in. I love your idea of going to the water parks in the morning, because they'll get the same number of days with the water parks as they would, and Disney Quest will still be open. I don't know that there's very much that you want to see there.
Woo-hoo!
And actually, I don't know. Is Disney Quest included in that now?
Until it closes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume that it would still be. But, you know, you could head over there and play some video games and,
Q-Bert.
You know, do some of that. Yeah. But I love the idea of spending a couple hours, because really, like, you're right, Mike. I mean, you're going to be so worn out if you just, you know, spend the whole day at a water park, you know, because that's what always ends up happening. And, you know, when are they going? Did they say?
Early May, before Pandora.
Oh, early May. Okay, I was going to say,
Pandora.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they just announced the Winter Summer Games at Blizzard Beach. Unfortunately, that starts after they get there. So never mind.
You got to save the details for the end. You know, we always have that tease with the ads.
So I will. Don't worry. There'll be more details. Stay tuned for more about the Winter Summer Games. Frozen Winter Games. I don't know what it's called. I'll have to look it back up again.
Yes.
It sounded like Winter Games. I had an old Commodore 64 game called Winter Games and Summer Games. Man, I've played those things to death. I love those games back in the 80s. I can still remember the music. Anyway, okay, so Amy in our Facebook live chat. We love our folks who join us live every Monday night around 6:30 Eastern. Sometimes we're a little late, a little bit early other weeks. She says, would you choose a week in August or the week leading up to Thanksgiving holiday season? As far as, you know, holiday crowd, the crowds, the decorations. So if you had a choice, Pam, and you're going down a week in August, or would you go the week leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday? Which one would you pick?
So in terms of crowds, your August is going to be 100 times better. It just is that time of year when so many people are going back to school. Florida schools are back in session. So many other parts of the country, schools are back in session. And it's just going to be better in terms of crowds as you are approaching the Thanksgiving and any other holiday weekend. Those crowds really tend to increase. From that respect, I think that you're really going to be better off choosing your week in August. And then you may also be able to take advantage of some of the summer happenings that are going on at Walt Disney World this year. And there really are a lot of different things. In addition to the Pandora opening, Disney's really made it kind of enticing. Every time something new is announced, I'm kind of like, oh, I really want to go. And then I'm like, oh, I am. Oh. It's okay. I am going to be there. So it'll all be good. But anyway, there's just a lot of cool things going on in the summer, and they have extended hours, which are always great to take advantage of. And I think it, you know, will be a great atmosphere. Plus your trips earlier. Hello, that's always the right choice, right? Earlier trip. That's
got that
winner.
Right. Because maybe you can go both. That's what you always say. Go early because maybe you get the second one. Anyway. No, you can't think like that. Yeah, you can. Why not? But yeah, it's good.
You know,
good. You know, we go back to school. Oh, wait. I don't go back to school in the fall. I'm liking that now, baby. Anyway, that feels so good to say that out loud. Anyway, so yeah, good stuff. And there's, you know, right now, all of August is within the summer promotion, so you can save money right now if you book that. So something to think about. All right, Daniel's got our next question. Hello, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. We'll be in Walt Disney World from the 29th of October to November 6th. I have two daughters, 6 and 3, who will not want to miss trick-or-treating. We plan on attending Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party so they can fill their bags with all types of sugary treats. Oh, I love the Halloween party. Man, you get so much candy. Speaking of, I got so much on Easter, but man, it's no comparison to that. Anyway, he says, what day will have the lower crowds? Halloween night or November 1st? Ricky, I'm imagining it's Halloween night, right?
The lower crowds?
Yeah.
No, Halloween night.
Yeah, Halloween
will be the most
Halloween
crowded.
Yeah, it'll be the busiest party of the year, right?
I was
Halloween.
Like, what are you talking about?
Did I say that wrong? I deleted it.
It's going to be totally crowded. Yeah, I would go November 1st.
Do they have like half price candy on November 1st?
No.
Is it like the stale
stuff? I'm definitely going November 1st, though.
I wonder if it's like, I didn't see what day of the week. Yeah, Halloween always is I mean, that's the one always sells
out
first.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Halloween is always the most crowded, so.
Sounds good. All right, so go November 1st. All right, next question comes from Taryn. She's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hi, Mike and ladies. Quick question for the show. Have any of you done the wine tasting cruise on the boat from the Boathouse restaurant at Disney Springs? We're interested in trying it, but can't find much information online. I found pricing and the fact that it includes several tasting portions of wines and snacks, but I can't find a review or any more detailed information. Have any of you personally experienced this, or do you have a suggestion of where I can find more information? Thanks, Taryn. So this is a wine tasting cruise on a boat from the Boathouse? That sounds awesome. How have I not heard about that? That's cool. Ricky, do you know about that?
Yeah, I think it's the Venezia or something like that.
It's got
to
be good
to
if you can't pronounce it. That's interesting. Pam, I'm surprised you haven't done this. That sounds awesome.
I talked with Joanne once about doing it, so I think that they had done it. And wanted to do it, you know, at some point in the future again. Oh. So I think that they enjoyed it, but I haven't done it myself.
No, I haven't done it either. Okay, hold on. So it is, they have the Italian water taxi cruise. It's called, so they have a couple options. So they have it's Venezia, which is a 40-foot Italian water taxi. And they have a romantic captain's guided tour of Disney Springs with chocolate-covered strawberries and champagne toast. It can be booked for either 30 minutes for $75 per adult and $50 per child under 13, or for 60 minutes for $115 per adult or $75 per child. It's also available for private and things, and private events can be booked for up to 16 guests for $1,700. And then there's the Captain Guided Wine Tasting, which takes place every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. And guests will be able to taste Prosecco upon boarding and taste one white wine and two red wines while taking a tour of the canal and past Disney resorts. And on the return journey, they will be able to choose one wine to enjoy on the cruise back. It sounds like a lot of wine. And then hors d'oeuvres will include meat, cheese, and fruit. And guests will be able to take home a complimentary souvenir wine glass. Only 8 guests are able to go out at a time for the tasting, which is about 60 minutes. The cost is $125 per single or $225 per couple. So all that came from the Mouse for Less. So there I just looked all that up.
So yeah. What would you search to hit that on the Mouse for Less?
Like you want to actually you want to search the Boathouse Amphicars, and it'll show up in as additional boat tours. So that's where it is.
Awesome. And Joanne, our dear friend, you know, down in, you know, hop, skip, and a jump from the Magic Kingdom. She says she's done it. It goes out every Saturday night. And she says it's amazing. And she did say it's a lot
of wine. And she says it's a lot of wine. Yeah. And that's a lot coming from Joanne. I love you.
Yeah. Wow.
If Joanne,
she under the bus, Joanne,
she did kind of. Wasn't me this time, you know. So, you know, if Joanne says it's awesome, she's got great taste. So definitely, you
she
know,
does.
Absolutely. She'll know.
I think Disney should do more of these kind of things because think about it. I mean, you got a great location. It fits in perfect with what the Boathouse's mission is. And I mean, how cool is it to be able to take that waterway and use it in a unique way like that? That's so cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
I like it. All right. I want to try that. That'd be fun. They need to do a tequila one around Mexico. So gotta, you know, that'd be better.
Oh my goodness.
It's a very small river around Mexico.
It is.
It's all indoors.
Yeah, it'd be the El Rio del Tequila. Anyway. Aaron has the next one, and Aaron is in Wichita, Kansas. We're planning a three-generation trip for early December. I recently read about early morning magic, and I'm wondering two things. Number one, do you think early morning magic will be offered this December? Ricky, if you had your guess, would it be offered in December? Early morning magic?
That's a good question. You know, Disney is, I think they've been extending it, but I mean, you never know. It's something that's not, obviously not talked about a whole lot anymore.
Except that everyone that I've heard that has done it has really enjoyed it.
Yes. Yeah, they say it's fabulous. Everybody that I've heard of doing it. I would, you know, unfortunately, Disney is always very slow at putting information out like this out. They really don't put out these kind of things until like a couple, like a month or two before, where they update the schedule for these kind of events. So, you know, it looks like right now, hang on, I got the schedule pulled up, and of course Disney's website's not working for me.
Shocker.
It looks like right now it is happening, every month till September. So I would assume that they will probably continue it, but you know, I can't say that they definitely will. It's only a couple of days, you know, a week, actually until June. It's actually only one day a week, it looks like. But then once July and August hit, it kind of opens back up to 2 days a week. So, you know, that's something that you'll want to keep an eye on too. So, it'll be a little bit, I think, before Disney decides on if they're going to hold that, you know, event or not. And unfortunately, it's kind of such a new event that, you know, I don't really have a good gauge on whether they will, you know, continue it or not. It'll just depend on how popular it is.
That's 100% what it'll be. You know, but think about how slow Disney does things lately. I mean, just like 2 weeks ago, the Magic Kingdom was closing at 9 o'clock this summer. You know, like, it wouldn't even be dark for the fireworks. Come on now.
Right? Exactly.
You got a new fireworks show, yet you're going to shoot them off in the, you know, twilight? Come on now.
Right. And is Hollywood Studios the Star Wars fireworks? Has that even been added to the schedule yet?
Who knows? No. Yeah. Exactly.
Killing us.
Why would they add the fireworks? Like,
that'd be
why
silly.
Would they tell you? Yeah. That would be silly.
They love
silly.
All the suspense they keep us in. I'm telling you, it's like if there's a new special on the horizon or something that has got to keep you guessing. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Aaron has a second question. My daughter will have just turned 3 before the trip. She's tall for her age, and I think she'll meet the 38-inch height requirement for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. However, if she doesn't or doesn't like the ride, do you think it's even worth doing extra magic? Morning magic. Too many acronyms, people. Spell out. Anyway, thanks. I love the show and always look forward to each new episode. All right, so take out Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Is it still worth it, or is that kind of the selling point? Pam, what'd you say? Take out the Mine Train.
I think there's still things that will be appealing. First of all, Peter Pan always has an insane line. Anything that you would typically use your fast passes for is fair game in terms of that.
So the attractions, it's actually only 3 attractions that are open, though.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It is Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and Peter Pan. But you do get breakfast with it, too.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's something you got away, too. So if you can get, you know, Winnie the Pooh and Peter Pan and get as many rides on those, if she doesn't like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or can't ride it, you know, as many rides on those two attractions, which do typically have some of the longer, obviously Peter Pan does, and who actually has long waits a lot of times too. So, and then you go get breakfast. I think it's still worth it. So,
all right, let's get to the next question. It's from Christine. Great podcast, new listener. Just listened to a podcast number 1086. I have a few suggestions for the family going on the 29th of this month. We loved Epcot during Flower and Garden when our daughter was in kindergarten and elementary school. They had a special playground and we would get a beverage and she would run around there. Also, they had an awesome butterfly exhibit. Plus, the beautiful topiaries always make for gorgeous pictures with the Memory Maker photographers. Another thing my daughter loved was pony rides at the Disney Ranch. They also have a playground there, and I think the boat launch that gets there from Bay Lake Towers is nice. You get to see the horses used in parades at the stables. A great quiet place with Disney magic that not too many people know about. One place for a boy to explore with little girls are at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is Tom Sawyer Island. My daughter adores this place even at age 12. Also, the shooting range is not that far away. Another family favorite. Plus, these two places are light on the wallet. Thanks again for the great podcast, Christine. So Pam, I think she makes some great points there, kind of following up from a previous email.
Yeah, there are some great points. I think Fort Wilderness in general is really just a very relaxing place. And I don't know if you guys feel this way, but for me, it feels very nostalgic when I'm there. Like, this was one of the locations that was open soon after Walt Disney World opened, actually one of the few things that were open, you know, resort-wise, right when it opened. So being there is always just someplace I feel like you can almost feel like Walt's hand in this in some ways, you know, that he really kind of yearned for a quieter, more peaceful time. And I think it just fits in with that whole kind of, you know, that whole feeling. And I love being there. And of course, the things that she mentioned about Tom Sawyer's Island, again, I think that this brings you back to a more simple time. And it's someplace that even, you know, on the busiest days, it's often not really busy over there. And I really appreciate that as well. So great tips.
Definitely great tips. We love those. So keep those coming. And, you know, one thing I'll say about the ranch over at Fort Wilderness, and this is kind of a Disney confession for me. And I realized that Walt Disney was never at Walt Disney World after it opened, you know, and he passed away, you know, years before, you know, they really even got going with the major builds. But there are places where it's almost like the movie Field of Dreams, where you have the ball players in the cornfield and, like, you know, Kevin Costner's the only one that can see him there, you know, but he sees them as though they're real people. I mean, there's places at Walt Disney World, especially like when I'm on an early morning run right at sunrise. And I tend, when we stay at Wilderness Lodge, to run back and forth between Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness on that path. And I do run around the horses there just to kind of get, you know, some fun. I like to see stuff. And one of the places where I've, you know, not seen the ghost of Walt Disney, but I've almost in my mind's eye seen Walt, you know, kind of leaning up against the barn over there is that exact spot with the horses, you know, the Tricycle D Ranch. And it's one of those places where I could totally see Walt just, you know, as dawn breaks, he's out there brushing the horses and, you know, getting ready for a fun day because that's what he was all about, you know. And there's certain places around property where I've had that feeling of, you know, Walt's there, even though he wasn't there. You know, I could see him just, you know, crack a dawn out there feeding the horses because that's what he wanted to do, because that was his thing. So a lot of places like that, and that's one of them. So, Ricky, anything else that from Christine's email there? I think she made some great points. Also, you know, the shooting arcade. I've never done that. Have you, Ricky?
I actually have. It's been years since I've done it, but I definitely have done it on one of my trips, and it's a lot of fun. You know, it does come at an extra cost, so just keep that in mind. But it's like, you know, I think it's like 50 cents or maybe a dollar at this point, but, it's really so much fun to just, you know, just go out there and, you know, try to, it's kind of like Buzz Lightyear, you know, but, you know, different, obviously it's the Western thing. So you're shooting, it actually feels like you're shooting in a Western, you know, that. So, that's always fun. And it has been years. And, you know, it's kind of funny because Brian and I were just talking with my brother when we were just there about how we haven't done it in a long time and how we really want to do it again. So maybe on our next trip, we'll go, you know, take advantage of the shooting gallery.
You know what I'm glad is that they haven't rethemed it to like some movie. You know what? It's still just like a shooting gallery. Thank goodness. You know,
that's true.
It is.
It's not true. Like, you know, the Rootin' Tootin', you know, Woody's Roundup kind of thing. As much as it's my favorite Pixar movie, but, you know, let's leave some things alone. Anyway, last question of the day comes from Holly. She says, I'm getting married in Disney World in September. Hooray! She didn't make... I think hooray should be in all caps. It was all lowercase. Hooray! I need like a sound effect. Anyway, and I'm helping everybody plan their trips. My cousin is staying off property for a few nights before and after the wedding, but is staying at Coronado Springs the night before and the night of the wedding. Sorry, that's a lot of info to take in, she says. LOL. Okay, so my question is, what days can she book her FastPass Plus times for 60 days in advance? Is it only the 2 days she's staying at Coronado Springs? So she will be there Monday and Tuesday night. So can she only book for Monday and Tuesday in advance, or would she also be able to book for Sunday and Wednesday 60 days in advance? She has passes for a week, but only will be staying on Disney property for a couple of days. Whew, that was a lot, she says. Sorry about that, and thank you in advance. Well, Holly, first of all, congratulations on the wedding right around the corner. I'm sure you're making all those. Well, I guess if you're doing a Disney wedding, maybe you get out of making those little, what are they even called? I forget. Like, we put those little treats on the table. We had these like little miniature candy bars that had like little labels. We had a hot glue. Oh, that was a nightmare. I remember we did that for months. And then we made our programs were actually fans because we got married on a southern plantation. So like there were those fans because we got married outside. We had to make all those with like paint stirring sticks and all kinds of, oh man. Anyway, back to the question. Those bad memories. I loved our wedding. It was awesome. But man, we made stuff forever before the wedding. Okay, so bottom line is, when can she make her fast passes? Her cousin's staying on property two nights. So how does that work, Pam, as far as scheduling those fast passes?
So yeah, they will actually only be able to make fast passes for the actual days that they will. So they'll be able to make them for up to 3 days with those two nights that they're staying at Walt Disney World, but that only if they have at least 3 days of park tickets linked with their My Disney Experience profile. So those are going to be the two things, and you'll be able to do those 60 days in advance, because when you're an on-site guest, you can do it 60 days in advance. For the rest of the days, when they don't have a Disney reservation, they'll be able to make them 30 days in advance, but again, only for the total amount of time that they have passes. And those passes will need to be linked to their My Disney Experience account. But that's the way to do it.
And a big, huge shout out to Stacy in the Facebook Live. They're called Wedding Favors. That's right. It's been 10 years. I'm an old, we've been married so long, I can't remember that they're called favors. They were just called a lot of work is what I remember what they were called. So anyway. All right, that's going to do it for today's questions. Keep sending those in to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Give me post-traumatic stress disorder over wedding favors if you want. I don't care. We'll do it for the show. But we love answering your questions and getting your comments as well, so thanks so much for that. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our great friends over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News Disney Edition. Ricky, tell us about the fun happening at the water parks this summer that you might read on Theme Park News Disney Edition.
You know what? I think there's something cool happening. Okay, it's actually happened last year too, but
I heard of that before. What? I was like, I've heard of that. I was like, did I read that or have I? They did that last year.
Yeah,
right?
Am I making things up? No. So the Frozen Summer Games are back at Disney Splendor Beach starting May 26th. And basically what they're fun little games that kids and probably adults can participate in, such as ice pail relays, snowball tosses, ski pole limbo, and slide races. You can be either Team Kristoff or Team Olaf. And there's also going to be crafts, games, and of course, you can't have anything Disney without either cupcakes or a DJ. This time, since it's a water park, you've got a DJ. So, no cupcakes. Yeah. Sorry. But you will also, for the first time in forever, get to meet Kristoff. Yay! Or Olaf.
Yeah, cool.
So, that's pretty exciting, too. Yay.
Did you hear my limbo rock I played in the background for you there? You can hear me humming it? No, maybe it'll come through on the recording. Anyway, just like Chippa Checker. All right, so yeah, this, you got to know what's going on, especially when it comes to stuff happening at the water parks. Theme Park News Disney Edition is your source free iOS app. Grab it today over at virtualmickey.com. Thank you so very much for your support of the show through Amazon. You guys are doing great. You guys buy a lot of stuff. We have a lot of consumers in our audience, and I'm thankful for that. So every time you go to buy something on Amazon, please go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. That does help support the show. It's helping us as we grow, and we are growing each and every month. It helps us kind of pay for that increased bandwidth and so forth. It costs you nothing extra. You get your stuff just as fast if you're Prime, like all of us are. You still stay Prime. No big deal. So just again, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. The next time you make some purchases online, please give us a follow on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BeOurGuestMike. We have an awesome Facebook group. Anything you need to know is over there. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Also, if you're heading to the skies to head down to Walt Disney World or on the roads for the Star Wars Half Marathon weekend here today or tomorrow, safe travels to you, lizards. I wish I could be there with you. Jocelyn, you got to make a big group picture. Somebody down there, Mike, get a big picture and have a great time, and may the force be with our lizards. All right, till we get back together again on Friday, we hope that you have a great Wednesday. For Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome midweek. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.